With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Pope Francis has died at the age of 88. The Vatican says the cause of death was a stroke that put him into a coma and led to heart failure. The White House is extending its condolences following the death of Pope Francis.
In a message posted online, President Trump wrote, "Rest in peace, Pope Francis. May God bless him and all who loved him." Vice President Vance met briefly with the Pope on Sunday to exchange Easter greetings. The 88-year-old Francis offered the Catholic Vice President three big chocolate Easter eggs for Vance's three young children. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told Fox News, "It's a solemn day for Catholics around the world."
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. There's been a guilty plea in the case of the 2019 El Paso Walmart shooting gunman.
The gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, has pleaded guilty to capital murder.
To the offense of capital murder as alleged in the indictment, do you wish to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Patrick Crucius changed his plea in an El Paso State District Court with Judge Sam Medrano Jr. The shooting in August 2019 was one of the deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Monday that President Donald Trump stands strongly behind Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth after reports that the Defense Secretary created another signal messaging chat to share military airstrike details with his wife. Leavitt says the reports are just what happens when the entire Pentagon is working against you. Another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 971 points, the Nasdaq dropping 415, the S&P 500 lower by 124. This is SRN News. Preparations are underway for the National Day of Prayer.
It takes place on Thursday, May 1st, and will be marked by people all across the country. The national event will take place here in Washington, D.C., and will feature such evangelical notables as Tim Tebow and Dallas Jenkins of The Chosen. The 2025 Day of Prayer theme is Pour Out to the God of Hope and Be Filled, based on Romans 15:13. The event has been taking place since the 1950s and often attracts high-ranking government leaders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is reportedly putting all transgender discrimination cases on hold. It's part of President Trump's efforts to rid the federal government of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and in the practice of promoting transgenderism. It received more than 3,000 charges alleging discrimination based on so-called gender identity in 2024. This is SRN News. Chipotle Mexican Grill is coming to, of all places, Mexico.
The California-based chain will open restaurants in Mexico starting early next year. Chipotle is partnering with Alsi, a Mexico City-based company that operates locations for Domino's, Starbucks, Burger King, Chili's, and other brands in South America and Europe. Chipotle says it's confident its classic recipes will resonate with Mexican diners. The expansion arrives as President Trump's tariffs on Mexican imports could increase costs for U.S. Chipotle locations. John Scott reporting.
Google on Monday began confronting an existential threat as the U.S. government tries to break up the company as punishment for turning its revolutionary search engine into a ruthless monopoly. More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.